formal complaints have been filed against Republican Senators Jack Tate and Randy Baumgartner and Democratic Representative Steve Lebsack. All say they've done nothing wrong and want their due process. But what do their constituents think about things?
If there were credible allegations, I would be tempted to vote against that person, not vote for them, because I feel like I want a person that I can respect.
Kathy Davidson is a retired psychiatric nurse and an unaffiliated voter who lives in Senator Tate's district, which includes Centennial. She's aware of the sexual misconduct allegations across the country.
They may have policies that I may or may not agree with, and I primarily vote that way, but I also would vote with what I feel like is appropriate behavior between men and women.
Another of Tate's constituents is Kathy Ochsner. She says she's glad women are speaking up. The 73-year-old retired secretary says she experienced sexual harassment early in her career.
We need to send the message that this is not okay. This is not part of the workplace. There should be some consequence, and it should be serious. And they shouldn't be up for re-election.
Parachute resident Larry Foreman says he's tired of all the allegations. He lives in Senator Baumgartner's Western Slope District, which stretches from Carbondale to parts of Summit County in northwestern Colorado.
Everybody should behave themselves.
It's also possible there's, you know, that it's exaggerated or something. So everybody should be accountable.
32-year-old business owner Aaron Hart is from North Glen in Representative Lebsack's district. Since the allegations broke, Democratic leaders have called for Lebsack's resignation. Hart says he would support the effort underway to oust Lebsack when lawmakers return to the Capitol in January.
To find out that this sort of thing was going on so close to home was kind of a blow and a disappointment for me. You know, I'd really like if he just did the right thing and stepped down and let somebody else take over.
Current and former lawmakers also want action, but anyone who's been around the state capitol knows that politics can permeate everything. Former Republican Representative Rob Whitwer served on the House Ethics Committee in hopes that doesn't happen.
That for the sake of the people of this state, that the parties can resist the temptation to point fingers at each other and try to score political points off of this, and instead come together and form some concrete guidelines, because nobody should have to go to work and feel uncomfortable or unsafe.
If allegations are credible against a lawmaker and the complaint process is complete, Republican Representative Lois Landgraf of Fountain says that lawmaker should at minimum not be allowed to chair a committee.
Committee chairs should go to people who command respect and people feel comfortable working with. I don't think they should be in leadership for the same reason. A leader does not go around assaulting people.
In other instances, Landgraf said a lawmaker should resign. The three lawmakers with current complaints against them all chaired committees. Only Senators Tate and Baumgartner still do. Republican Senate Majority Leader Chris Hulbert, who decides the chairmanships in that chamber, says he'd prefer to wait until the formal complaint process plays out before making any decisions.
I think it would be helpful to remind people that we're not in session, and the committees of reference are not meeting. When we're out of session, committee chairs don't really have authority to do anything.
Legislative leaders are meeting on December 15th to discuss changes to the reporting process and capital harassment policy. Democratic Speaker of the House Crisanta Duran wants to hire an independent person to take and manage complaints. Others are calling for more transparency. As of now, complaints and incidents are not made public, and our requests to access that information have been denied. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.